starting the rush again. Last time we said it was a long time ago. The rush. That's in the sefer. He did not write it as a sefer, which the goal was to be madrich us. He wrote it for himself. It was in Haggas, which he wrote for himself, that he wanted areas he wanted to work on and focus on. So we're getting a glimpse into the world of the rush's mind. What the rush, the mud hirah of Klal Yisrael, the mud hirah of Klal Yisrael, the rush, the void that he put into himself, and there's tremendous things which are here. He starts. He writes a short line of introduction. Ve'la devorim mashiyazor behem. These are the areas which a person has to be careful. Losur me'mukshem ovis. Some of them, these are areas where a person will generate spiritual death for the person. You have to be careful from them. Ve'la orba arachayim. And these are certain areas of things he's going to talk about, which their goal is to create an arachayim, to generate the positive elements of the kedusha, which was supposed to be in the person. So the areas of aveira, of tuma, of chait, of misa, which you have to be careful from. And there's areas of kedusha and tahara that a person could generate for himself, the arachayim of a kadosh baruch hu, of Lasilava, the Arachaim which exists in the person's life in this world. And that's what he's going to address. There's actually, if you look at the Seder of them, Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal suggested there's a certain amount of them which there's an order they're going in, their focus is Losum Mokshimovis, and a certain amount of them that their goal is to talk about Le'or Barachaim. And that's, we'll see this over, if you're here for a few years, you'll see that there's a pattern in the different things that he talks about. He starts off with the Yisrachik min ha-gaiva b'tachlis ha-richuk. He says that the first thing the person has to distance himself from, it's not enough not to be about gaiva. The person has to distance himself from gaiva, and that has to be b'tachlis ha-richuk. As far as possible, the person has to distance himself from the concept of gaiva. The Tana Nova says ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. That the Rambam points out that even though normally we talk about by all of the midas, that a person should go derech hamamutza, a person should go in the middle path, the golden mean, when it comes to gaiva, a person has to distance himself from the concept of gaiva. Ma'od ma'od havishval ruach, the Tana says that's an area where a person has to totally remove it from himself. Now there is a concept in Chazal that a Talmud Chacham, which he has to have a shminish, he has to have an eighth, which is 1/64th. Of a concept of gaiva, a person has to stand up. But even that is a famous word from the Vilna Gaon. You take the eighth parsha, you take the eighth pasuk, and the eighth parsha, it's katoyti mikol hachasadim mikol ha'emes. So even the eighth of the eighth is the person realizes how small he is. Now there's a mistake which is negated very much in the world of gaiva, a very significant mistake. The Ben Yonah, when he talks about his, he has a sefer besides his Shari Shuva and his other storm, he has a sefer. There's a sefer called Sefer Hashorim of the Ben Yonah. One of them is called Shari Avoda. And the beginning of Shari Avoda, the Ben Yonah talks about that it's very important for a person to recognize his self worth. A person has to know what he is and who he is. Without knowing what he is and who he is and what he has to offer to the world, he will not be able to withstand the challenges which are going. He says, well, I'm a nobody anyway, so what's the difference? Why should I fight? No, you're somebody special, you're somebody extraordinary. The Chavos Levavos, which is basically the first Moshe Sefer that we have, was written well before Rashi, right? The Chavos Levavos writes in his Sharakaniya that a person who thinks that, what am I? I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, and that's his attitude about himself, is that that's the type of attitude that animals have about themselves. That's not hachnoa of a human being, that's hachnoa of a behemoth. Behemoth submits, because what is he? Human being has to know each person has to know the godless which exists in himself. Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe Chanan writes in one place that the Chofetz Chaim said to him many times, he says, you know, the Chofetz Chaim understood that he was a chroy for all God's Klal Yisrael. Chofetz Chaim, we know, wasn't the Baal Gaiva. The Chofetz Chaim knew his position, knew what he had to offer to Klal Yisrael, and understood that he was therefore, as the leader of the generation, responsible for God's Klal Yisrael. So he didn't think he was a nobody. He knew he was a somebody. Gaiva is not that a person thinks that he's a nobody. A person recognizes his worth and says, okay, now that I recognize my worth and I'm going to use what I have as best as I can, do I deserve a yeshakayach for it? No. What's yeshakayach? That's what you're created for. do I say I should rest on my laurels? Look, I'm such a great guy. No, I have plenty of work to do still. There's plenty more to accomplish. So can I come to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask for I deserve Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is Veschanan. Man Neschinim. When a human being understands what he is vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what am I? That limitation a human being has vis-a-vis what he's expected of him, what's expected of him by Kodesh Baruch Hu, person understands that there's nothing to be misguided about and say that I have a reason that people should give me any special recognition, etc. But to know that you're somebody, a person has to know that he's somebody. It, you can't function otherwise. One of them, I don't know whether it seems to me, maybe I'm the prism, that one of the challenges that our generation has is low self-esteem. I mentioned this before many times, but it's something which is important to counseling chaza over. That when I was a bocher, one of the things that Rosh Yeshiva Gifter Zatzal used to always stress with us that a person who's learning Torah is the elite of Klal Yisrael. The elite of Klal Yisrael. You're one of the elite of Klal Yisrael. You're sitting in the Beis Hamikdash learning. Now, as I pointed out, it was easier to absorb 35 years ago. Closer to 40 already, right? It's easy to absorb that 40 years ago, how many bachim were sitting and learning? How many bachim were sitting and learning? I mean, we used to have the kinnus b'nei Torah, b'nei Zman, and we used to have a kinnus b'nei Torah, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Pesach in New York, so anybody in the tri-state area would come, and I basically knew everybody who was there. I didn't know, and I wasn't necessarily their best friend, but I knew my name. I mean, the Olam HaTorah of the Bachrim of the yeshivas in America, how many were there? 1975, I remember it was 1975. How many were we? So you said, yeah, you're the elite of Klai. So now there's tens and tens and thousands of Bachrim sitting and learning. Some are better, some are worse, some are smarter, some are this and that. And you're still the elite of Klai. And Klai is the elite of the world. But a person zayich to sit in base matters. One other thing Rishiva used to always talk to us about. It says, you think your parents sent you to yeshiva? Your parents didn't send you to yeshiva. A Kodesh Baruch Hu sent you to yeshiva. He put the idea in your parents. He created the reality that allowed you to be sitting. You're zayich to be sitting. There's plenty of people out there who are not doing this. And where is zayich to sit in base matters? That's a tremendous chesed that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. A person sits in yeshiva. One of the challenges that he sits in yeshiva, but he has when he's in yeshiva, is he looks in his right side, he looks in his left side. So I'm a pretty smart guy, but the guy next to me is smarter than me. Okay? And the guy over here is catches things faster than me. And this guy remembers things better than me. And this guy's nicer than me. And this guy is just overall, you start looking around, and you look around, and you look around. At some point, you have to say, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm left with zero. And that's a challenge which exists specifically in the area of yeshiva for two reasons. Number one, because we're in constantly with these people. There's no, you go home, so the home is a mikvah. You go home, and you walk into your house, and your mother's eyes, you're God's gift to mankind, right? So, as bad as the heart of the day is, you had a hard day, in school, etc. You come home, my kint, you're so wonderful, etc. Good, it's a boost. Everybody needs a boost, right? That's the but yeshiva, you're 24/7. It's very hard to get. Where are you gonna get that boost? Where do you run? You go back to the dorm. It's the guy's next to you also. The second half of the issue is because Baruch Hashem, you're dealing with people who want to grow and they want to accomplish, and it's important to them. The Rav Chaska writes in a fascinating horror. He said the Bali Musar, the Ma'ala Bali Musar is that they get you coming and going. So you never it's never perfect. You're always walking that perfect line. So he says Rav Benyamin talks about called Sarnei Hashem. In Shar Gimel, later on, the Rebbe Yonah has a list of people which there's the Dalet Kithas, which are not Makabel Penishkin. Besides that, he has a list of a few other people. He makes their names for them, which their punishment is tremendous. He says one of the Katzani Hashem is a person who feels bad when somebody else is being more successful in Avodas Hashem than him. I love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I really care about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I really care about Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I see somebody else doing the right thing, I should feel phenomenal. I'm so happy for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But instead of being happy for Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm jealous and I'm upset. So I hate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, I'm called Katsoni Hashem. And you can imagine, if he gives you the title of Katsoni Hashem, he does not give you a very special Gehenna, Gan Eden for that one. You know, you can imagine that's not a great place to go to be a Katsoni Hashem. Good. That's a Ben Yer. Comes a Reb Katzkel. He says, and then you know what? You're sitting in Beis Medrash, and the guy next to you is being more Matzliach than you, and it doesn't bother you. You're not a Ben Tera. Because so much is really valuable to us, it bothers us when somebody else is more successful. So now what? If it doesn't bother me, I'm not a Ben Tera. I'm going to the wrong place. If it does bother me, I also go to the wrong place. So how do you win? He says it should be important to you. It should be something which, this is what you strive for. This is what really defines you as a human being. So it should the natural response would be, why is the guy next to me doing better than me? And then you say, you know what? I have to work on myself and say, you know what? But I feel good for him. I feel happy for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now what am I going to do that I can help myself to get there? So the nature of living in a yeshiva is the nature of that we constantly feel challenged of what are we? That's the nature of what we live with. And then add on top of that, we learn Musar. And half of, part of the Musar process is to sit and to think about where are we? Are we where we're supposed to be, etc. So we have so many things which challenge us that to make us feel we're not what we should be. We're not enough, and that can create in a person a feeling of being yorud of it down. So the first point, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. The second half of what Takat Gaiva is and how to deal with it. Before we get to Gaiva, we have to understand that a person cannot use this umbrella called Gaiva. It's a reason to be down on himself and say, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, because I'm a big tzaddik now, I'm an onuf, right? No, that's not a nivus. That's a person not understanding his true self-worth, not feeling good about himself. A person has to have a tremendous understanding of the cheshivas of what it means to be a ben tera, cheshivas of what it means to be a person who's trying to correct himself, understand the value of his accomplishments, not to find himself by the person on his right, the person on the left. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does not measure you by the person on the right of you. He does not measure you by the person on the left of you. Each person is given his own tremendous kishrones, his own tremendous abilities. When you come into the din on Rosh Hashanah, you come to the din, the person walks in all by himself. The person does not walk with anybody else. That's all the mashalim about, because I'll talk about it. We go to the din, each individual person, we're measured only against one person, not against anybody else in the world. We're measured against ourselves, with all of our gemilas, and with all of the challenges that we have, that's who we're measured with.